where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A Sarnia police officer has pleaded guilty to two counts of discreditable conduct. As Lindsay Newman tells us, it's in connection to an off-duty incident in July investigated by Lambton OPP.
Yesterday, Constable Sean Van Vlieman received his sentence after his plea. Van Vlieman has been demoted from first to second class constable for a period of 9 months, which carries a pay reduction of nearly $21,000. During the summer, he was convicted of careless driving, and because of this, the Sarnia Police Service entered into an internal disciplinary investigation. Van Vlieman continues to be on paid suspension from the police service. I'm Lindsay Newman.
A big flow of air coming from the southwest over the past few days has made for unseasonably mild conditions in Sarnia Lambton. In fact, Environment Canada warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Coulson expects us to set a new record high temperature today.
We're forecasting a high of 11 degrees and the current record for Thursday 9.2 set back in 1990. And the current record for February 9th 13.2 degrees set just last year.
Friday's forecast high is 14 degrees Celsius. The second half of February will see temperatures return to more seasonal values. Students across Chatham-Kent and Sarnia-Lambton will continue to be offered the option of virtual learning next year. The Lambton-Kent District School Board made the announcement yesterday. If you are currently registered for in-person or virtual learning, you will be automatically enrolled for the same next year. However, those wanting to make a switch will have to contact their schools by February 28th. According to the school board, 50 students are currently enrolled in virtual learning at the elementary level and about 150 at the secondary level. Lambton College is preparing to host a mega job fair tomorrow. The free event is being held in two sessions. The first is on from 9:30 until 11:30 in the morning for students, recent grads, and members of the public to explore a variety of job opportunities, including part-time, full-time, and seasonal. The second session is exclusive to Lambton College students to explore co-op opportunities. That's from 1:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon at the Athletic and Fitness Complex. And if you have any chopped salad kits in your fridge, you might want to go take a look. Mexican-style street corn salad kits have been recalled by Taylor Fresh Canada Foods due to possible listeria contamination. Affected products are the 285-gram kit by President's Choice and Taylor Farms' two-piece 335-gram kit with best before dates on and before February 19th. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says if you have these kits at home, throw it out or return it to the point of purchase. Skies clearing, then mainly sunny today with winds out of the south, a high of 11. Mainly cloudy tonight with the chance of showers, a low of 7. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, slight chance of drizzle, gusty southwest winds, a high of 14. Cloudy Saturday with a slight chance of showers, a high of 7.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.